Around the Home with the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor. You have a theme song.
I love it. How cheerful.
Hey, Pete Nowakowski, Communications and Marketing Director for Breg Ann Arbor. You can visit BregAnnArbor.com. And his guest today in studio, Susan Heron. She's a mortgage planner with Movement Mortgage, which is on State Street in Ann Arbor. And it's so nice to have you here.
Thank you.
You started at the height of the economic meltdown back in 2008, Movement Mortgage. Company has grown immensely since then. It went from four to 4,000.
Right. 2008 seems like a great time to start a mortgage company, doesn't it? Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can start it right, you know,
exactly.
At that point.
Exactly, yep.
Kind of had your marching orders.
We did.
And what's interesting about your company is it gives 49% of its profits away.
Isn't that incredible?
Help those in need.
Yeah. So we make money to give it away.
How did that mission start? Tell me about this company.
You know, so So they decided that they wanted to make a change in corporate culture, in the mortgage industry, and in communities. So they've decided that 49% of the company would be owned by a foundation, and that foundation just works to help those who need help the most. So they've done all kinds of different missions. They pick a mission that they put out to the rest of the company that people fundraise to be able to go to help others. This year in January, they're going to Uganda, and they'll help with the mission there. Of course, the hurricane that just happened hit the Carolinas, which is where our home base is. So there's been a lot of help out there, just helping people get back from the hurricane. And they started a school in Charlotte, a charter school for kids, underprivileged kids. So it's incredible. They provide transportation. They provide laptops, lunch, breakfast.
Oh my
the whole
goodness.
Nine yards. Yeah, everything for these kids. That I mean, what's more important than education, right?
What an incredible company to have that as your mission.
Right. It's an incredible
49%
company.
Of what is made going for these efforts.
Absolutely.
With Movement Mortgage. Well, today we're going to talk about how to prepare for your home loan, and you've got some do's and don'ts for us.
I do.
So first up, don't apply for a new credit card of any kind. Why?
Of any kind. Yeah. So once you once your credit gets pulled, you don't really want to mess with that. So anytime you open or close new credit, it can be a problem. It can really hurt your credit score. So we want to just make sure that things are even keel. A lot of people feel like, oh, I'll just pay this. I'll close this credit card. I'll pay it off and I'll close it out. That really can hurt your credit score.
I don't understand that. And I think they really need to look at that more because now you have so many opportunities to shop around and get better deals.
Absolutely.
And you should be able to close out an account. I have one that has a stupid annual fee on it. Mm-hmm. I've got it down at zero balance, but every year, you know, I get that annual fee tucked out. I want to get rid of that. And every time I think about it, I'm like, well, what's that going to do to my score? Mm-hmm.
And especially if it's a card that you've had a long time.
It is.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that they look at is how long have these accounts been open? How long have you been able to maintain good credit for a long time on an account? So closing that is going to hurt your credit score. Yeah. The other thing that hurts that people don't realize is if they have an old collection account that's been hanging around, don't do anything until you talk to your loan officer. Paying it off feels like the right thing to do, and it probably is down the road, but not if you're going to apply for a mortgage because that just brings an old collection, an old derogatory credit into the here and now.
Into the forefront. It may just stay back there and not come up in regards to you getting a mortgage.
Exactly.
You also say don't max out or overcharge existing credit cards.
Probably one of the worst things you can do is if you have, you know, a credit availability of, you know, $1,000 or whatever, and you put $1,100 on that card, your credit score is going to plummet.
And trust me, you're going to need that card after you buy your new home.
Well, yeah, exactly. And probably one of the bigger things too is don't buy your furniture before you close on your mortgage.
I agree with that. Another thing on the Movement Mortgage list for Susan Heron, she's sales manager, loan officer with Movement Mortgage here in Ann Arbor, is do keep your employment within the same company or field of work.
Yeah, so don't quit your job when you apply for your mortgage. We want to make sure that you can, that you have the ability to repay. So we see, sometimes we see people who have a regular employment and then they want to be their own independent contractor or something like that. That's detrimental to your, if you're just changing jobs within the same field because you're getting a raise or whatever, probably not a big deal, but something you want to talk to your loan officer about before you do it.
Okay. Back to this idea of credit cards, et cetera. On your list, it does say, though, do pay off collections, judgments, or tax liens reported within the past year.
Yes.
So that's a little different than what you talked about earlier.
Yeah. So if those are old collections, if those are, if the collections that I was talking about, if they're from, you know, 5 years ago or whatever, don't pay those off. If they're within the last year, mm-hmm. yeah, get those paid off. Those are something that will have to get paid off anyway.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, and you also say, do be prepared to pay off collections if required by underwriting or the loan program guidelines.
Yeah, exactly. But we want to make sure that that underwriter takes a look at it first and the underwriter tells you to pay those off before you just go out and do it.
Because that's going to help you in the long run. Okay.
Yeah.
Do provide any documentation for satisfied judgments or paid tax liens.
Yep. So if you've paid those things off, we just want to make sure they're, if they're pulling up on your credit report, we just need to make sure that they've been satisfied. So once you pay it off, you'll get a receipt. Send us that receipt and we'll make sure that it gets taken care of and it comes off of your credit report.
Yeah, if you're kind of loosey-goosey like me and you don't have a good system for all this stuff, you might want to start really putting things in places where you know where they're going to be.
Yeah, you know, it's a good idea to kind of think about, you know, before you're ready to go, kind of getting all of your ducks in a row, getting some of your financial things in order before you get going. Probably the biggest thing you want to do before you get out looking for a house is talk to that loan officer and get your pre-approval. Make sure that you're good to go, that you don't have any, you know, ghosts in your closet that you need to take care of. Talk to that loan officer. Make sure you know what you can afford before you start looking for a house.
All right. Do stay current on payments for all existing monthly obligations.
Yeah, don't be 30 days late. That's going to ding your credit pretty hard. So I don't care if you pay it in 29 days. Don't pay it 30 days late.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And along those lines, many mortgages have a pretty, like a 2 week, if you're paying your mortgage, if it's due on the 1st, a lot of them say, you know, the deadline would be the 16th.
Right.
What happens if you do pay that regularly, you're not making the 1st and you just pay it like on the 8th or 10th?
Right.
Does that impact?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
You know, it may show as a slow pay, but no, you're not going to get, it's not going to show up on your credit report. It's not going to.
And if you pay after the 16th, then.
It still isn't going to show up on your credit report, but you're going to pay a penalty. You're going to pay a late fee if you pay it late.
Okay. And then I love this last one here. And when you're preparing for a home loan, do call Susan before making any financial decisions. So what are you going to do when someone calls you? We'll give a phone number here in just a moment, but what is the process you go through with that person?
So the great thing about Movement, one of the reasons that I came to this company is we send everybody to underwriting first. So that's the underwriter is the one who's ultimately going to make a decision whether or not you can get this mortgage. So let's send all of your information into the underwriter first and make sure. So that's what we do. We're going to collect financial documents, W-2s and pay stubs, the like. We're going to package it all up, send it into the underwriter. The underwriter's going to take a look at it and say, yeah, everything looks great. Or no, we need to take care of whatever things may be in your past that we need to clean up. So if you do that prior to looking for a house, then we're going to know exactly how much you can afford to buy, whether or not you need to do any work on the front end to be ready to do that. And then once you are ready, you're just out there ready to buy a house. And, you know, when I can call the listing agent on the property that you wrote an offer on and say, you know what, they've already been through underwriting, we can close quickly, they're ready to go, they're solid. That's a great phone call for me, for the buyer, for the listing agent, for the seller. Everybody wants to know that the financing is going to be taken care of. And right. So many lenders, it's 2 or 3 weeks before that file hits an underwriter's desk. And you know, you're already 3 weeks into a transaction and There's a lot of things that can come up. So we just believe that doing it on the front end is the way to do it.
She's a member of the Builders and Remodelers Association of Greater Ann Arbor, BragAnnArbor.com, through Movement Mortgage. And name again is Susan Herren, H-E-R-E-N. The phone number is 734-260-4299. That's a direct number for Susan, 260-4299. And you can go online to movement.com. Thanks so much. Great talking with you.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks to Pete Nowakowski as well from Bragg Ann Arbor.